WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful people. This is Neville Lane, your everyday guide to navigating the wild world of digital detox and rediscovering that oh-so-essential thing called focus. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media, comparing your life to everyone else's highlight reel, and suddenly you're left with this gnawing sense of not enough. Yeah, me too. It's a trap we all fall into. But guess what? There's a secret weapon against the algorithm, against that constant comparison game. It's called gratitude. Think about it, when you're genuinely grateful for what you have, it shifts your whole perspective. You start seeing the good stuff, the little joys that often get lost in the noise of our busy lives. It's like a magic spell that transforms negativity into positivity, stress into serenity, and envy into appreciation. So, let's dive into 5 powerful ways to cultivate gratitude, rewire your brain for focus, and unlock a whole new level of happiness. First up, make it a daily ritual. This doesn't have to be some grand, elaborate affair. Just take a few moments each day, morning, afternoon, or evening, to reflect on 3 things you're genuinely thankful for. It could be anything from a delicious cup of coffee to the laughter of your loved ones to that unexpected sunny day. Second, practice active appreciation. Don't just think about what you're grateful for, actually experience it. Savor every bite of your meal, breathe in the fresh air, listen to the birds singing, immerse yourself in the present moment, and appreciate all its beauty. Think of it like this. Gratitude is a muscle that gets stronger with practice. Third, shift your focus. Ever catch yourself dwelling on the negative? Instead, consciously redirect your attention to something positive. When you feel stress creeping in, take a deep breath and think about a recent accomplishment or something that makes you smile. It's like training your brain to see the silver lining. Fourth, show gratitude to others. A simple thank you can go a long way. Express your appreciation to the people who brighten your day, whether it's a barista, a cashier, or your best friend. This not only lifts their spirits, but also fills you with a sense of warmth and connection. And finally, celebrate your victories. No matter how small, acknowledge your wins. Did you finish that project? Get through a tough workout? Treat yourself to something special, a relaxing bath, a good book, or a delicious meal. Celebrate the little things because they add up to big happiness. Let me tell you a story that perfectly illustrates this whole gratitude thing. A few months ago, I was feeling burnt out and overwhelmed, just like many of you probably have at some point. I was glued to my phone, constantly checking social media, comparing myself to others, and feeling less than satisfied with my own life. One day, I stumbled upon a quote that really hit me. Gratitude turns what we have into enough. It was a lightbulb moment. So, I decided to try something new. I started a gratitude journal and made it a point to focus on the positive aspects of each day. I started noticing things I hadn't before. The warmth of the sun on my skin, the laughter of my dog, a delicious cup of tea. It was like opening my eyes to a whole new world of beauty and abundance. Within weeks, I felt a shift in my mindset. The negativity faded, replaced by a sense of contentment and peace. I wasn't constantly comparing myself to others, I was focused on appreciating what I had. It was truly transformative. So, my beautiful listeners, remember this. Gratitude is not about being blissfully ignorant of the challenges life throws your way. It's about choosing to focus on the good, even amidst the difficult times. It's a superpower that can transform your perspective, boost your happiness, and help you navigate the world with more clarity and purpose. Now, go out there and make today a day filled with gratitude. Share your thoughts with me. What are you grateful for today? Use hashtag unfollow gratitude on social media and let's spread some positivity together. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode packed with practical tips and inspiring stories to help you break free from the algorithm and rediscover your focus. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.